All right, Shane McElrath. First of all, I heard you on the start before the first start. What happened or what went wrong to off the start of the first main event?
Yeah, I wasn't ready for the gate drop.
Okay, that was it. Yeah.
It went so quick. Like, yeah. I didn't even have my bike revved up yet.
Yeah.
And, so that was – I was a little bit flustered from that. And we made some bike changes going into that main, especially after the second practice earlier. Like, the track was beat up.
Yeah.
And it's, like, struggling – Not necessarily struggling, but it's trying to put that really fast lap in. Like, that's not really my style, but it's like all my laps were like really consistent.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, what's it going to take? So we softened the bike up a little bit, anticipating it to get like really rough. And I wasn't getting the lift on the jumps and the whoops. I was kind of bouncing around. So second moto, I got the win, but Max caught me pretty quick. Like, I didn't have the speed.
Did you know he was going to try to make a one last thing in the whoops? He screwed up, but I think that was where he was going.
I could hear him, but it's like, okay, we've got to like really nail everything on the last lap. Cause I knew he was coming, and it's like, okay, how do I manage this? And just like trying to hit my marks and stay mistake free. And, after that, we stiffened the bike back up, and the track was super rough, and it was really rough to be a racetrack, but my suspension, I started jumping better. I started hitting the whoops better. And so it's like, well, it's give and take. So,
Think like it was, did it feel like Indy or Seattle? Or was it different than that?
It was really close.
Okay.
And that's where it was weird because the top layer didn't have a lot of rocks in it. I think they picked a lot of those out, mm-hmm. which they said that they kind of had to hand sift it. But once we broke through that, it was really rocky.
Yep.
And then it was like the rocks were our traction. So it was actually really slippery underneath.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yes. So it's honestly, it was a really good racetrack.
Yep.
It was built well, like the sizing, the spacing. I felt like everything was pretty solid. Some of the lines of the tough blocks, I think they could be set up a little bit better as far as – racing goes. Some of the turns are a little bit too wide open, and just a little operational stuff going into the super final. It's like nobody had any clue what, like, is it 4 points, is the night over?
I think, like, everything counted, I believe.
But it kept going back and forth, and that's where it's like, dude, well, what do we need to prepare for? And that's what's tough, is we didn't know how the gate picks were going. So I think small operational stuff we got to get on top of. And
Kenny thought a little longer break as far as loading the gates and all that.
That's where I think they learned well today. This went a lot smoother than previous years, and so I think this is good. Like, racetrack operations, this has some good room to grow. So
it was like a real supercross. I mean, this is like, unlike some of the other rounds and everything else, this was like a real deal.
And the track, it's probably one of the gnarliest tracks I've raced on. And they did track work, but like Indy, it's like we start with a fresh track, and 7-8 laps in, it's like destroyed. So, tonight was about managing, and that's where I didn't have the all-out speed in the beginning, and trying to stay calm through that because we got four races that count for points. So,
what did you think of the super final thing, racing 450s and all that?
I think it's good if we could have prepared for it a little bit better, as far as mentally, like knowing what's going on there.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I had second gate pick. I lined up right beside Eli and got a pretty good start. But it's like it was all 450s in front of me.
Yeah.
And so that's where it's tough because I haven't raced against any of those guys on that track. And so it's like you don't know kind of what to expect, how those guys are going to race.
Yeah.
It was definitely quick learning, but that's kind of the name of the game.
What'd you think of Canada, ketchup chips, all of that? What'd you think?
I thought Canada was cool. We my wife and I drove around a little bit when we got up here, and the place is beautiful.
It is and
we had some really good food here. The ketchup chips, they weren't
the
terrible. I wouldn't buy a bag. I had some good coffee, and it was a little bit cold. It felt like it was about half the temperature of Florida. It was a nice change of pace. Like, we got to wear our jackets.
Well, cool. So. Hey, good job. Yeah, you got better as the night went on. And, good job, man.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.